So that's the view from the Saber Platoon. Morale is perhaps not so high among the soldiers of the 3rd Infantry Division in Iraq. Last week, the division's commander said he anticipated that about 9,000 of the 3rd Infantry's soldiers could come home within the next 6 weeks. But now the commander, Major General Buford Blunt, has sent an email to Army spouses saying the troops have been ordered to stay, quote, due to the uncertainty of the situation in Iraq and the recent increase in attacks on coalition forces. Tanya Williams' husband is among those 3rd Infantry soldiers waiting to hear when he's headed home. We reached Ms. Williams in Fort Stewart, Georgia, where the division is based, and asked how her husband is holding up.
I talked to him earlier today, and he said that they really don't do any missions because they have a lot of soldiers out there, and they don't have enough missions to go around, and he doesn't understand why, if they have that many soldiers, they can't send them home. It's very frustrating.
I imagine when your husband shipped out, you must have known, I would think, that this would be a pretty long affair, or did you think it might be quick?
When I dropped him off at his work that morning, I felt like I was sending him off to war from the beginning, even before it ever came down to it. I just knew in my heart that he was going to war.
Ms. Williams, did you get the email from Major General Blount?
No, I didn't. I received one from Colonel Schwartz. He's the commanding general of the 3rd of our brigade.
And what did he say in that email?
That it had been delayed, and not to write our senators, not to write our congressmen. This is all Donald Rumsfeld's doing.
Have you taken that advice, or have you written or called anyway?
Nope. I've gone ahead. I've emailed the president. I've emailed Rumsfeld. I have family and friends who are emailing and writing their congressmen and their senators.
And why did you think it was important to do that?
To try to get my husband home, to let them know that these are elected officials. We elected them, and they're not listening, and they don't care. They're keeping these men over there way longer than they should. They're sending guys home that have only been there for 4 or 5 months. My husband and his men have been there since September of 2002. That's not right. That's not what these guys signed up for, to never be home.
Ms. Williams, how long has your husband been with the military?
Almost 10 years.
10 years. So I wonder if you sort of knew that this was part of the deal when you got married. Your husband was a soldier, and part of his job would be possibly to go overseas for a long period of time.
He joined after we got married, and yes, we did expect and know what he was getting into, but he's always returned at the end of the tour, and we always knew when it was going to be over.
Is it your sense, Ms. Williams, that there should be other U.S. soldiers who were sent in to replace him? I mean, the situation there is very unstable. It's pretty clear that the job has not been done.
There are other soldiers who are trained to be foot soldiers to go into there and do the job that my husband is doing. That's not his job. His job is to be on a tank, and they're walking around on foot patrols. The 1st Cav was supposed to be going over there to relieve them.
The 1st Cavalry?
Out of Fort Hood, Texas. And now nobody will give out a definite time frame of when they're supposed to go. So they're sitting around not doing anything.
I know there have been at least 36 soldiers from the 3rd Infantry who have been killed in Iraq. I imagine the longer this goes on, your fears must just get greater and greater.
Very much so. I pray every night that he comes home and he doesn't get shot or he doesn't get killed. It's very scary, and it'll be like that until my husband's home.
Well, Ms. Williams, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Tanya Williams, her husband Perry, is a staff sergeant with the 3rd Infantry Division in Iraq.